that lifts their spirits, or they can go to a movie that makes them want to pull the covers up over their head. In other words, they have access in this vibrational universe to all kinds of different thoughts. And somehow, I don't know how you've done it, you might say, and it's not really important, you've tapped into a vibrational frequency that is so far apart from who you are that this discomfort that you're feeling is because of that.
And will somebody in such a, from my perspective, such a low place be anywhere close to hearing something like that?
Well, the advantage of someone being in such a low place is that they're asking with greater strength than they've ever asked for before. And so a little bit of releasing of resistance goes a long way when your desire is heightened to such a degree. And the fact that you're in conversation with them means they're reaching out in some way. So there is some expectation of some improvement. So these are the things that you want to get across to them. First, you're not bad and you're not being possessed by something evil. You are in a vibrational funk and you are receiving stuff that matches that, and all this is just an indication of where you feel. And friend, you could say to them, I don't blame you for feeling that way, because anybody that's got going on what you've got going on would feel that way. So it's okay, but it's going to get better, and don't worry about it. You're not on a slippery slide to something that is terrible. You are now in a place where you're asking in a stronger way, and help is on the way.
Very good. Thank you very much.
We have something else to tell you.
Yes.
Years ago, while Jerry and Esther were not traveling so much, and Esther was doing telephone consultations, Abraham was speaking to people on the telephone. And there was a young woman who was visiting with us. She called rather regularly. And she had... there was someone that she wanted to want her who didn't. And so she decided that the best thing to do would be to go to some store and buy some book on witchcraft and make him do what she wanted him to do. So she went to the bookstore and bought the book, and it is interesting because at that same bookstore, she picked up a magazine called Connecting Link and found an article from Abraham in the same magazine. So she went and came away with two things, a book on witchcraft and Abraham. Well, Abraham was not as available as the book, and so she started her thoughts about all of that. And once she began interacting with us, one day she said that she was being possessed by what she called icky beings. And she was, as you were describing, not ready to hear the whole story in the way that we are offering it today. And that is when we said to her, well, something that you've been thinking about has put you in a vibrational vicinity of that. Otherwise, you would not be having that experience. And that's when she told us about the witchcraft books and her determination that she was going to assert her influence into the experience of another. And we said, you cannot assert your influence into the experience of another. But in her desire to do that, she actually attracted an experience where it felt to her like someone else had asserted their experience into her experience. Isn't it interesting how law of attraction is always so helpful in that way? And so we said to her, are these icky beings present now? And she said, yes. And we said, well, we would like to have a chat with them. And so icky being on one end of the phone, Abraham on the other, we said to icky being, make hay while the sun shines. Because the only reason that you have access, the only reason that this person... we weren't talking to the icky being, we were talking to the woman. The only reason that you have access to this woman is because she has managed to find a vibration that is somewhere where you are. But in her conversation with us, she's changing her vibrational frequency, and you will not have access much longer. And the icky being said, I know you are right. And that was the end of the icky being. So what we're getting at is you just have to find some way of helping them to understand that the goodness of who they are is eternal. You just have to reawaken within them the feeling of appreciation, and the only